Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood washed away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. In the studio with me today, Dave is here. Good to have you, brother.
Hey, thanks.
You got anything of encouragement you'd like to give the men? Look, I always seem to throw, you forget about this part, don't you?
No, there's so many good things out there.
Just a little nugget.
God is good. You know, God is good. That's a great encouragement. And we're going to talk about, difficulties today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about what the topic was.
Yeah, we're going to talk about adversity.
Okay.
But in the midst of that, yes. God is good. And we have to rejoice and trust the Lord. And sometimes it's difficult to understand that or get to that point of praising God through our challenges. Right. But the good news is that he is with us despite what we're going through.
Yeah. Well, you know, he created us. He wants us for a specific purpose. That's why he created us, each one of us. We're individuals and with our own unique personality and the way that he put us together to be able to truly bring light into areas of darkness, not only in our own lives, but as a result of that, being able to share that with others and giving them hope.
Yes.
Because in this world, we know that this world, yes, the earth itself was created by God, and it's beautiful, but the realm, the one who actually is in charge of the whole domain is the evil one.
Yes, that is correct.
Satan.
Yes.
And as a result of that, we live in a fallen world with lots of challenges. There's a lot of beauty in, when you look at the mountains, the waters, everything else, beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, God put it together. But everything about it or in the world is of him. And so because of that, we're going to have a lot of challenges to take place.
Yeah, there's going to be adversities. And the good news is he's molding us and forming us out of that.
Yeah.
You know, into his image and likeness.
And, you know, and that in itself can be very challenging, whether we want to even stay with it or not, you know?
Yes.
But we do it one day at a time, just for today. He gives us all the hope. We make the commitment of submitting to him, okay, for as long as we're on this earth, okay? But we do it just for today because we have no guarantee we're going to be around tomorrow.
That's right.
We just do it just for today, which actually makes it more manageable. But God is good.
Yes.
And, he wants the very best for us. And when we start to have those things take place in our lives, we want to be able to share it with others so that they can actually see it, hear it, and sense it in us and go, man, I want what that guy has over there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. And it's the Lord that brings us there. Amen. And walks us through it.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, there's a little bit of encouragement there for you, brother, but here's, we're going to just segue right into what we were going to talk about. Adversity. A lot of times, you know, guys sit there and go, okay, we want to know what the topic, what does that mean? What does adversity mean? Did you have
Well, I have a definition of adversity, just to kick it off with that.
Yep.
And at first, the dark moments in our life will only last as necessary for God to accomplish his purpose in us. And adversity is unfavorable fortune or fate, a condition marked by misfortune, calamity, or distress, an adverse or unfortunate event or circumstance. Do you have any examples that come to mind that...
I don't have anything like that. Any examples?
Nothing?
Of what,
well, I'll kick it off. I have one. I was going to start with one of many. Years ago, I was probably 21 or something, and the alternator on my car broke down. And I got so mad. I hit my fist on the dash, and I'm like, crying out to God, why in the world is this happening to me? You know, why am I going through this? You know, and it was just, it was an adverse situation. I didn't know how to deal with it. And so my instant response was to get mad at God, blame him for everything. Why in the world is all this stuff happening to me? Ooh. Not knowing that, you know, years later, it'd take me to figure this out that, you know, he's working in my life. He's trying to change me and right. have me deal with situations the way he would deal with situations.
Right, right.
And not get upset and not, you know, get mad because of, you know, an alternator breaking down.
Right, right.
And, you know, and since I've faced different situations like that, and it's like, okay, thank you, Lord. You're in control. There's a purpose for all of this.
Yes, yes.
And you look for what God is trying to speak to you in that moment. Mm-hmm. So that's one example.
Yes. You know, I had brought up on the meaning of adversity, which was exactly what you had shared too, okay? But it also threw in here a couple other things that adversity are difficulties and misfortune. I think you mentioned both of those in there. But what I like are synonyms. Words that sound, that mean this, have the same meaning, but they're different words. Misfortune, trouble, difficulty, hardship, distress, disaster, suffering, affliction, sorrow, misery, tribulation, woe, pain, trauma, mishap, misadventure, accident, upset, reverse, setback, crisis, catastrophe, tragedy, calamity, trial, cross burden, and et cetera.
It goes on.
Et cetera. Okay. So it doesn't have to be something that huge and major. It could be something that is minor in a sense. Okay. We've all had little misfortunes take place, whether it's you're trying to drill a screw into a deck and all of a sudden that drill goes too fast and it bust the head off of that screw that you're trying to get in there. And all of a sudden you're going, what? Now, what am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, blah, blah, that sort of thing. Okay. But you know, it's funny. It's, we have many examples of adversity in all of our lives. Okay. It's part of living.
Yes.
It just is. Right. And one of the, out of the book of James, right off the bat, this is
your favorite book.
Oh man. I tell you what, right off the bat, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. So I'm supposed to have joy during all this stuff? You know? What is he talking about? You know, what is James talking? We're not going to do a Bible study on James. But I mean, seriously, there are other parts in here in the Bible, many other verses, that it reminds us about how important adversity is.
Yeah. And it's difficult to be joyful in those things. And you know, and you could be in a going through something and you think of that verse and it's like, well, this just does not work well. You know, it's like oil and water.
Yeah.
You know, adversity and joy. I mean, it just is a difficult challenge in that.
Yeah. You don't see, you don't see what it, how this can actually work or why this even is, how does he want me to be joyful during this sort of thing?
That's right. Yeah.
But anyway,
so I have written here, if you want God's best for your life and desire to be used by him, at some point you'll have to travel the road of adversity. This means that God can and will use adversity in your life for a good purpose. And yet, sadly, many people view adversity as only negative and defeating. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be among them. This kind of goes in line with, you know, with you know, being joyful during, you know, the trials and consider it all joy. And,
right, right.
And so we don't have to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and I think God is constantly working to, you know, pull us into his perception of things to see those trials.
Well, so often we, you know, we look at our lives and when we have challenges, you know, and how we've dealt with them. Now, we're going with the idea that the men that are listening are followers of Jesus, okay? That they're actually have made a commitment to him one day at a time to be able to just follow him and to, you know, be more like Jesus.
Yes.
They get into the Word of God. And, you know, I know that I was one of these. All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, he wants us to be like him? I can't be holy because he's Jesus, he's God, and I'm just a man, okay? But he wants us to have those goals.
Yes.
He wants us to be seeking to be perfect, okay? We're not ever going to reach it, okay? But we can't use that as an excuse. That I'll never reach it, and so I use it as an excuse to maybe talk and the way I've talked for years and years before I was a follower, and then be able to justify my behavior and everything that I do.
Right.
That's not what it's about.
No. God has designed adversity, regardless of its source, as a turning point in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, to help us grow in our spiritual growth with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, He's allowed adversity so He can accomplish His will, you know, kind of like what you were just saying there. And He doesn't allow it to be in our life more than what it is necessary.
Right, right.
You know, that's...
And it's kind of a crazy thing because we end up sitting there thinking, okay, how does the Lord actually end up using my adversities to benefit Him and to benefit me and other people? Well, that was always a hard thing for me to be able to understand, to realize. And that's the part of where He comes in, and Jesus lets us know at the end of Matthew, he reminds us that, hey, we are called to do one thing, and that's to go and make disciples of all nations, from all nations, men of all nations, right? From everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. And to be able to reach them, okay? And to be able, because God loves everybody. He wants everyone to come to Him, but not everyone's going to.
Right.
And He knows that. He's God, after all. But the fact is that we need to be able to let others know about Him. So what gives us that one up to be able to do that? Do I need to go to a Bible college for, you know, 4 years? Do I need to go to seminary to be able to do that sort of thing? Do I need to be able to? No, you don't have to do any of those things. Those are all good things, but that's not necessary for everyone to be able to be a minister of
Yes.
the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You've been in God's university for quite a few years.
Hey, are you saying I'm old?
No. He's taught you a lot.
But the fact is, yes, but the fact is that when I look at my life and the things that I have had to go through, okay, the adversities, okay, the challenges, the misfortunes, the drama, all the things where there is heartache and pain and that comes with adversity, those are the things when I've gone through them, okay, or in the process of going through them and trusting in God, that's where I need to be able to share with other people.
Yes.
I always tell guys and remind them, like I'm going to remind you, that the worst things that have ever happened to you in your life that you thought, for what purpose and reason would this have happened? Why in the world would this happen to me? What have I done? I don't deserve this. I never deserved it. But as a result of going through it and dealing with it,
yes,
the way that God wants us to, not just going through it, but dealing with it the way that God has purpose for us, okay? It may mean that I have to make amends, okay, or forgive someone else or ask for forgiveness. Okay, whatever it is to go through that, to walk through that the way that Christ wants me to,
yeah.
Okay, all of a sudden the benefit is that these adversities, the things I thought were going to mean anything to anybody, much less myself, become my greatest asset in bringing people to an awareness of Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And drawing them closer to Him. Because all of a sudden there are so many. I tell you what, after finding out when I go walking through my stuff in my alcoholism, one of the challenges I had in my life earlier on, okay, was that I thought I was the only one who did the things that I did, that thought the way that I thought, you know, that it was a mindset, you know, that I was unique. Nobody's going to understand, so I'm not going to tell anybody what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Okay. As a result of that, I isolate, stay away from everybody, and I just think that, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on, you know, and so you live life accordingly to that.
Yeah. Well, and I believe that at times when we isolate ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we believe, like you're saying, we're the only ones going through that.
Right.
And we don't understand that other people have gone through the same set of circumstances.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people share that and can be an encouragement,
right,
you know, through the trials. You know, it could be, like you said, alcoholism. It could be relationships.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
A divorce.
Yes.
It could be health related. There's all different types of adverse situations.
Well, just think of all the adversity that you've had in your own life. There's someone else who's gone through it. We're not unique. Although we feel it's unique because it's happening to us.
Yes.
And we feel the pain. But there are others who have been there and have felt the pain.
Yeah.
And have gotten through that. And that's, you know, a big part of it. I mean, it can be everything from even, you know, how that saying, sticks and stones
may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yes. Okay. That's a lie.
Yes.
That's a lie. Okay. Because I remember hearing things as a kid. You know, listening to someone who had authority over me, whether it was a parent or a teacher or even a schoolmate who's older than me, you know, saying things to me or whatever that have stuck with me for years and years and years. I can't tell you. I remember always thinking there's got to be a different definition for idiot, because I've been called it, and I don't think I am one of those, but I must be because I've been called that a few times,
right.
You know? So, but anyway, you get my point.
Yes.
The fact is that there are so many things like that, that help, keep using that word help. I don't want to go there. They manufactured us into the person that we are or have been.
Yes.
It may not necessarily be the best thing going. Okay.
That's, yeah.
And we need, anyway.
Well, and as you're talking about that, it comes to mind that adversity works against our pride. Mm. So it brings us to a place of humbling ourselves and being more dependent on God and not, you know, and calling out to Him instead of trying to solve it on our own.
Well, I tell you what, hang on to that thought. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this. I know it seems like an adverse situation right now that I'm putting you in.
Oh, man.
Got to have to hold that thought. You're going to, don't lose it. Don't lose that
Lord
thought.
Lord, help me.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, continue talking about this thing about adversity and why should we have joy in this sort of thing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
Christmas is just around the corner, and it brings with it so many tantalizing aromas. The smell of the Christmas tree in the living room. Ah, the intoxicating aroma of the Christmas cookies fresh out of the oven. And, of course, the mouth-watering aroma of that Hempler's ham for your Christmas dinner. Be sure to order yours right away. The entire Hempler's collection of smoked meats are gluten-free and have no MSG added, and they're made with care from their family to yours using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. It's an 80-year tradition that started out in their kitchen in Germany. Order your Hempler's ham right now at Hempler's.com.
We got used to the dark. We thought, this is who we are. And we figured that we were just too far gone. But we were wrong. Cause love can run like a river. And we got washed in the water.
Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio, and do you remember what I had said, don't forget?
Yes, I do. So I'm going to go right into a verse that I have here regarding what you're saying.
Nothing wrong
about being joyful in adversity. So Ecclesiastes 7:14 says, in the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider God has made the one as well as the other, so that man may not find out anything I guess I should open the rest of that verse, huh? Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future.
There you go. So in other words, we're not going to need to know what's coming down the pipe.
If we knew the adversity that we're going to face down the road,
we'd be running the other direction.
We'd be running the other direction.
Or stay inside the house, close the drapes, order pizza in, and until you run out of money, and then all of a sudden somebody knocks on the door and says, you got to get out of here.
That's right.
You haven't paid rent in 7 years.
So there's several goals about adversity that I have listed here, and adversity gets our attention. It reveals our weaknesses and our strength. Adversity increases our inversion to sin. Adversity demonstrates his faithfulness. It strengthens our faith, removes our pride and self-centeredness. Kind of hit on this before. Mm-hmm. Prepares us for future service, and we talked about that. And enables us to comfort others facing adversity. And we hit on that too. And we kind of brought this about, you know, the adversity is not where my mind was earlier before preparing this.
Mm-hmm.
My mind was on family matters and, you know, going through Father's Day and relationships. And I was thinking, okay, you know, I'm going through an adverse situation. You know, mm-hmm. I had a wonderful, blessed weekend, Father's Day. It was just awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for stepchildren and their kind hearts and just how great they are and how they love me and everything. But then I have two of my own boys that I didn't even hear from, you know, which, you know, I would say 4 years ago, oh, I would have been all torn up and ripped up about it. Yep. And, you know, and probably blaming God for the situation at hand. Mm-hmm. You know, why am I going through this and everything? And I know that God through this has changed my thinking and my perception of going through this. And I believe that the Lord is allowing me to go through this adverse time for however long it lasts, because I know that it keeps me humble. It keeps me pointed towards him and it keeps me on my knees in my heart towards the Lord every day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I know that God is in control, but I couldn't say that 3 or 4 years ago. You know, I remember going through a difficult time, and you remember this.
Yeah.
I was put in I was incarcerated and for, you know, various reasons. I won't get into all the details, but, you know, we've covered it here before. But during that time, I'm sitting there and I'm asking God, why in the world am I going through this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to get a Bible where I was at, started reading it, and I came into Romans chapter 9:19, you know, and it talks about, you know, I am the potter and you are the clay. And does the clay talk back to the potter? You know, and so I'm sitting there and it's like, okay, God, you have a plan. There's a reason why I'm here. It was definitely an adverse situation. Wasn't anything that I consciously brought on myself. And I don't want to say I'm a victim or anything, but I know God allowed me to go through it. I can look at all the steps, everything that I went through. And it was a difficult time. But God allowed me to go through that, and I can share that today, that, you know, adversity can change you, mold you, and give you God's perspective on things. And, you know, and so the past 3-4 years have just been wonderful in the sense that God has taken my old mindsets and has transformed them, you know, to have an understanding of, you know, sin, and that we are in a broken world. And, you know, those are things I didn't understand before. You know, it's kind of like you knew it in your head, but to actually go through that challenging time, you can put it all together. God helps you put it all together. And through his word and trusting in him and having that faith in him, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not turning my back on God. I'm going to keep pressing in and going through this and trusting the Lord. And it has been great. I'm so thankful every day just for where, you know, God has brought me today.
Yep.
You know, and it's having a greater understanding of Him, and I can use that to encourage others.
Right.
Where I didn't have that before. And it's just, it's an awesome thing.
You know, because I've known you for a while, so I know all the challenges that you've gone through and everything, and that's, or a good portion of, not all of them, but the fact is that God will do this sort of thing to create us into the individuals He wants us to be, like you shared. But it's not easy.
No.
It's not easy.
Not,
I mean, there are times of where in one moment you're feeling, okay, I'm feeling strong in the Lord and so on and so forth. And then when you're by yourself and there's nobody else around, you're sitting there and you're in the... Sometimes I was told many years ago that when I was by myself, I was in bad company, right? And
scary.
There's a lot of truth to that for a lot of good reasons, because we start to listen to the lies sometimes. We listen to the lies that might be mixed in with a little bit of truth, so it sounds more viable, more means more. And it's like, oh, this has got to be what's going on here. And maybe God really is not there, and He really doesn't love me. And this is just part of the pain and challenges I need to go through before the end here, so to speak. When you walk through with somebody and you see them going through that sort of thing, those are things that you know they've got to go through. I mean, I knew that you're going to have those moments and times and pray, and that all I would do in a sense is pray that God, thank you for blessing him with the courage and the strength to be able to persevere and to be able to know that, Father, that promise that you have, that you're going to be revealing to him here when he gets through this. It's kind of like knowing that you've got to go through a certain process.
Yes.
And that process would be the analogy I always love using. Is for blacksmith in creating, creating a sword. Okay, you know, a blacksmith, you know, they heat up these rods, right? And they heat them up in some pretty intense heat. Okay, and it's to soften that up so that when he takes that rod out of that fire, right, he puts it on this anvil, and he has this huge hammer, and he starts hammering away at this thing to flatten it out and everything. But people are thinking, oh, he's just trying to mold it. He's not just trying to mold it. What he's doing is he's knocking out the impurities in that metal.
Yes.
And when it's red, glowing red, you can see the little specks of black in there. Those are the impurities.
Yep.
That's the weakness in the metal.
Yes.
So he keeps hammering at that to get those out, because it comes out, okay, as a result of that. And he can only do it for so long because the metal starts to cool down, not being in the heat, right?
That's right.
So what he does then is he cools it in water right after, when it starts to cool down. He knows he can't hammer anymore. He sticks in the water. Cools it down. After it's in the water cooling down for a little bit, he pulls it out of there and he sticks it back in the fire.
Yes.
To heat it up again.
Yep.
So it can go through the process once again of being hammered to get the impurity out of it.
Yes.
That's our lives sometimes.
It is.
And that's allowing God to be able to get rid of stuff. We've got to be willing to allow him to keep doing and knowing in our mind that this is all a process.
Yep.
That sometimes we have to go through this process. Our own pride, we think, is a bad thing. I think it's part of growth, okay? Because that's something that we end up having to say, God, why are you doing this? Then in hindsight, when you're past all of this, you get through and you look back and you go, wow, I could see where God had his hand in here.
Yes. Right? And those impurities are our belief systems, our attitudes.
Yes.
And God is wanting to take that world out of us.
Yes.
Those things that we have believed for so long that are not characteristic of who he is.
Right.
And like you said, he wants to knock those out of us, pound them out of us.
Yes.
And, you know, that's, he clearly says that we're going to go through these things.
Yes.
And
yes.
That is to create us into the image of Jesus.
Yep.
And, you know, there's so many things out there that we have been brought into in our culture, mm-hmm. and thoughts that we do, habits we get into. And, you know, and it sounds bad, but, you know, you mentioned the blacksmith, you mm-hmm. know, but God's got to sometimes pound them out of us.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and it's not a, you know, God's allowing it.
Right.
You know,
a big part of it is that we feel like we're being pounded by God. And truly what it is that his love for us is just overwhelming because we're not able to accept it, not in the condition that we were in.
Yes.
We need to be able to realize that, okay, I'm going through this. God's allowing this to go through this because he wants something to be different in me and about me. But also, too, it reminds us that God disciplines those he loves.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And he punishes us as sons.
Yes.
You know, if we look back, our fathers did the best they could with what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know everything. And I tell you what, when I started to realize as an adult male that I, looking back and forgiving my dad, even after he's passed from this world, of realizing that, you know what, he did the very best that he could. I don't know what his life was like, or maybe I should have paid more attention when he was trying to let me know what his life was like growing up at my age. And, you know, all I did was blame him for causing pain in my life, right?
Yeah.
But some of that was because he really loved. He really loved me.
Right.
And he wanted the very best for me. And he knew that I was such a stubborn kid that I was not going to pay attention without him getting my attention a certain way.
Right.
And he knew how to get my attention, let me tell you.
Yes.
But all I did was it created resentment and everything. Then unfortunately, that lasted till almost the time that he actually left this world before I actually made an amends to him and thanked him.
Right.
Okay, of realizing that. So thank God I was able to do that. But unfortunately, I didn't have the time to be able to spend with him good quality time of after that incident. But
yes.
The fact is that God gave me at least that opportunity to be able to do that. And some men don't even get that opportunity.
That's true, know? Yeah.
Or they don't take it, I should say. So.
And, you know, you mentioned about the you know, God is our Father.
Yes.
And, you know, disciplining us. And that's how, you know, myself personally, now I reflect back and I think of that. Okay, God, you have a purpose in all this. And I would encourage the men that are listening that whatever you're going through, God is molding you into his image and likeness. And, you know, it gets our attention, you know, when right. we go through these things. And, you know, I've never faced health issues, but there's a gentleman I know that is in his late 60s, and he just was recently diagnosed with cancer. And he doesn't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I believe that God is using these circumstances that he's going through. You know, at least that's my hope, is that through this adversity of having some cancer, that God is going to use it to get his attention. And, you know, my heart's desire and prayer for him is that he'll see the Lord through this.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I believe that those things come into our lives, you know, and we see it in other people that there's a purpose for it. It's not just happening to,
right.
you know, be happening. It's not punishment from God.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some more things, experiences about adversity and how all of a sudden adversity ended up looking totally different than it did before. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
Every life is unique. Every life has a purpose. So when it comes time to remember the life of a loved one who has passed on, Cascade Monuments can help memorialize that special loved one through a personally designed monument. Cascade Monuments can engrave stones with the image of a person's face, majestic mountain scenes, sailboats, and more. Some monuments even contain built-in solar-powered video screens, and at the push of a button, a video montage will reveal the loved one's life. Learn more by visiting CascadeMonuments.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com. Welcome back to Band of Brothers Radio. We have we've been talking about adversity and how things like this actually end up in hindsight, looking back at it, saying, wow, that was the best thing that ever happened to me. It probably is exactly what should have happened. And it reminds me of the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis in chapter 50. Verse 19, I should say. I'll start there, just read a couple of verses here. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And be reassured. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them," which is similar to what you'll find in Romans 8:28. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So God's going to do everything he can to be able to reassure us that he is there, that he loves us, that he wants the very best for us. You know, it's so in the midst of difficulties, as James talks about, he wants us to find, you know, to sit there and have pure joy. Okay, not just joy, but pure joy in going through the trials and the tribulations and the challenges. That's difficult to do. But you know what? When you have others who understand where you're at, that they're aware of what you're going through, all of a sudden you don't feel so alone. And there's something comforting about that sort of thing. Not to make it any easier, but comforting. I mean, Dave going through his process of being hammered and so on and so forth, knowing that I would remind him, "Man, I'm praying for you, man. I'm keeping you in prayer." You know, that's a comfort. That's knowing that, hey, somebody cares, okay? And that's something that God had intended for us to receive from each other.
Yes, that's right. And we have to be careful that when we're going through adversity, that we're not looking for, you know, the out of jail card.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's, you know, there's a purpose of going through it. And I can recall, you know, going through trials and looking and seeking others for answers like, how do I get out of this?
Yes.
You know, how do I escape from the trial I'm going through? And sometimes there is no escape. You know, you have to go through the sentencing time, the purification, the challenges of it. And, you know, at the time, it's not easy. Anybody going out there right now, anybody out there going through a challenge, it's hard to see the end.
Yes.
You know, and some, and we don't know that. And it's our nature to want to find an end to the adverse situation we're going through.
Well, we don't want to feel the pain. In our nature, we don't want to feel pain. Pain is not a good thing. But
yes.
You know what? God's idea is that sometimes the pain is necessary. As you've heard this before, right? No pain, no gain.
Yes.
Right? But there is some truth to that, that sometimes there has to be some pain that we have to be able to endure. We talked about that already using the analogy of the blacksmith, of being able to be hammered all the time. It's just when you, and then all of a sudden you're cooling down in the water thinking, oh, so much better. This could be a lot better. And then all of a sudden you're yanked out of there, put right back in the fire again.
Yes.
Okay? So it really depends on us. How much are we willing to allow God to take away from us, to change our attitude, to be willing to allow him to be able to say, hey, this needs to go, Raul. This doesn't fit. This path is going to get narrower. And what you're carrying behind you is wider than you. So you need to get rid of some of this stuff.
Yes.
All of it, I prefer. And you said, okay, well, maybe just one at a time or whatever, right?
Yeah. And we have to constantly ask God, God, what is it you're trying to teach me here? What is it that I need to learn? And I've been, facing some challenges lately, adverse situations, at work, just in customer relations and things that pose a challenge to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to God and I'm like, God, what are you trying to teach me here? Because I'm keep going through the same cycle, it seems. It's like I'm missing something, but I know that God will give me understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And his word says in Colossians, Paul talks about praying for understanding.
Yes.
For, spiritual wisdom and discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. God will fill us with that.
Yeah.
And that is an encouragement. And, sometimes we don't understand. We will not have a clear picture. We may never have a clear picture. But God is faithful. He is there with us.
Yep.
And that takes time to also understand that God is with us, that he is standing with us, going through that. He cares for us. And, boy, sometimes those things just seem bigger than life. And, as time goes on, he helps us all in that and strengthens us.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Here's the deal. We sometimes are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Don't camp out there. You got to keep walking.
Yes.
You got to keep walking to get through the valley. You can't just camp out there, okay? God's going to take care of you. He's going to lead you to those waters. He's going to lead you to those pastures of comfort. He's going to lead you. He's going to restore you. He's going to redeem you, okay? You just have to keep walking, trusting in him. Because when we seek him and take the time to not only petition in prayer, Lord, why am I going through this? Why is this happening? Take the time to be in his presence and listening to what he has to say.
Yes.
That is something that, we don't want to forget about. It's important for us to spend quiet time with the Lord and set it aside. Because this world is so busy, it will keep us busy in everything that we do.
That's right.
Yes. It's going to distract you and say, you don't have time for that. You can do that later on. You can do that before you go to bed. You can do that at another time later in the day, but not right now. Those are lies from the enemy. He doesn't want you to spend with the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean you're in the middle of work and you're on a line and you're having to put things together as it's coming. You don't say, I'm going to just stop right here. No, no, no. You use God's timing. God's not going to have you mess up work and production for what needs to take place so that you would be clear. Maybe he's going to do it on your break.
Yeah,
he's going to wait for your lunch.
Well, even then you're in the line. You can have a silent prayer to the Lord. And
that's it. Well, you continue working.
Yes.
And just listening to him.
Yeah. And I'm reminded, I believe it was Samuel in the Old Testament, where he's a little kid and, the Lord is calling him.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's being encouraged to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes what we have to do is just listen.
Yes.
Be quiet. Be still in our heart. Continue to work, like you're saying, mm-hmm. and do what you're doing, what you're obligated to do. But be quiet and listen to the Lord.
Yes.
Listen for what he may have, encouraging wise to be speaking to you.
And so often we don't want to take that time and have him listen because we know what he's going to tell us. We know ahead of time he's going to say, this needs to come out of your life.
Yes.
You need to be done with this. But take heart, brother. Consider it pure joy when you have trials of many kinds, okay? And seeking him, you're going to get perseverance. That's going to build character. Character
Amen.
Of hope. And the hope is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So how about you pray for our brothers today?
All right. That sounds great. Well, Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for adverse situations, and it's even difficult to say that, Lord, but we thank you for your goodness towards us and the hope that you give us in you, Lord. And we praise you, and we thank you for this glorious and wonderful day, and bless our men out there, and draw them all closer to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.